Hello friends, I would like to meet you where I am at. I'm currently walking down the canal. I'm walking to church because the Alpha Group last week, I was drunk, meaning I'd had one and a half pints. I brought a friend along for my nerves. I meet you where I'm at. This is entitled, I don't even know if I'm spelling it right, Pheromones. It's entitled Pheromones for Jesus. For example, you do a epic, laborious, challenging, strenuous job and you're full of sweat and strength and glory. Glory to God. And people treat you differently. It's just like coming up on a walk. I'm walking to Nottingham currently because, like I said, I was drunk last week. I'm doing second series of a 9-week session at the Alpha Course, which introduces us to God. And what I've found, eyes forward, is that it's more, remaining God oriented, it's also people oriented. So hopefully, with no alcohol in my system, I'll be able to get along there, and God can, my prayer, reveal more cool stuff to me. I've got a new phone number because some of my relationships are just taken from me. I hate to upload WhatsApp again, and my new number to be broadcasted, I've since shared it with my mother and father and others also. Namely, my mother's partner and my sister, who claimed, I believe her, that my old number is still flying his banner. I actually tried to change my phone number before, but it didn't work. The network blocked me from changing my number, which only fueled secret mission delusions, which only fueled the opinion, it's not even an opinion, that I'm special. I thank you for joining me on this podcast. I'm just on the canal path, I'm scanning it. There's a runner probably about 300 metres, 200 metres behind me. So let me just focus in. This subject title you've got is Pheromones. I don't know if I'm spelling that right, for Jesus. And one of the main factors is because I've done an internet search, and the human animal actually has no receptors or what's the organs, as far as we can tell, for pheromones. I don't know if I'm saying it right, which is kind of an animalistic trait. But as humans were made by God, it must be transmitted somehow. One God. Moreover, I try not to say that against this. I want to compute. I want to transmute my beliefs into actions within the physical realm. So let me just touch on the thing about glory. All hard work has a reward. I'm on the canal now. My mental health's been troubled at work, and church. But I do believe in getting rid of people to make way for the new. I don't mean you know, bag them and wrap them, drop them on the sidewalk. I quote that from the Bourne Legacy. I just mean to just look after yourself. I mean to, we've got to treat ourselves like we are dead, looking at ourselves from above. We've got to look after ourselves, and you can't really spurn what people say, because a lot of post-COVID times people would say, look after yourself, and so on. So sometimes it's like reading your favourite book. You read it again and again and again, and new things stand out. And I read a certain book which I live by. This course has been helping me to get along with the element of people being different. I'm very judgmental. I see someone and I've got a devilish eye about me. I think we all judge, and a lot of people say they don't judge, but God judges and we judge. God, you know what? art has got to be beautiful. Art has got to be meaningful. And God is a crutch to me. But I do long, Lord, and let me not disgrace your name. I do long for pheromones to be for Jesus. Because I read something way off the internet. You know when you read something and you think you know it all? I think it's part of the glory element, which is why when I take jobs, I do it for the glory rather than for the money, all right? I'm on the canal path, halfway, probably about 7 out of 10 ways to Nottingham on my journey. That's probably three quarters. I'm probably less than three quarters on my way to Nottingham. The last time I showed up here, I've been taking my good friend Carl to church, and as it happens, he's been getting prayer, and it's actually, and I say this as if it's the standard, been coming true for him. He actually disclosed to me on the phone that he wanted to find at his hospital appointments he had kidney stones, so we could get out of boxing. But I think he went forward and prayed about it, and has been relieved of that, as the hospital test results have shown. And he's also been relieved of his bad back. The first time he went up, and I really commend him for, in this new church I'm going to, it'll be probably the fifth time I attend this Sunday. I do commend him for going up faithfully. You can't go up to receive prayer without faith, and we can judge people to have no faith and this and that. But I'm really proud of Carl for going up and receiving prayer. It's a lovely sunny day. I asked the Lord to protect me from the rain, and he has done. I'm going under a bridge at the moment, canal boats, and a handful of people have actually stopped and spoke to me today. So I do feel that getting out, left the car at home, getting out is good. And just honouring the title of this video, I'm going to give you a bit of science now. They do it on Walk to Knots, and there's even perfumes of pheromones. But the simple answer is, just do something extremely, desperately strenuous and think nothing of it. Make sure you've eaten well. I've had a couple of classic relentless drinks, got a pack of cigarettes in my pocket. I'm on absolute fire. I love leggings, black leggings. That sounds perverted, but I like wearing them myself, because they give my legs some aerodynamics. Mercy in wildlife comes in the form of insects and itching, not scratching, but tickling. So try not to hurt insects. But yeah, the kind of moral of the story is, don't walk on the grass. We do have dominion as commanded, and I just love it, because you just need that kind of extra element, a role model, so to speak. I'm trying to scientifically yet again come to you to turn you over to me and join me in faith in Jesus Christ, which I still haven't wrapped my head around, because you can't really account for it all. Science is, I love science. I think I'm by the University Boulevard now. I've got about 45 minutes until the course starts. It was nice to reach out to Pierre, but no, I've changed my number. I can't be doing with not looking after William Spowage. I've got to look after William Spowage. And that's exactly it. I'm going to start doing what I want now. I'm going to start, if I'm not doing this or that, I'm going to go on a walk. I don't mean to be one to blow it all away. I did lose it the other day. And I'm since, because it aids testosterone improvement, these long, long walks, it aids getting it back. There's nothing worse than self-indulgence. It makes me feel hollow and empty, but I'm long past the point of letting it get me down, even there and then. Run into the arms of your dad. Daddy. God. I think I really need to address my the way I speak to loved ones, especially those who support me. Loved ones. I think I need to tone it down. Not tone down my biblical approach, but to translate it into looking after William Spowage. So I think I'm going to go up to the, I'm going to come out at the, maybe a supermarket, and then I'm going to hit the road, then I'm going to have to double back. I think I've gone past the place I need to be. I'm just thinking about getting there. Normally when you walk to Nottingham, you will go, you just bypass everything down the canal and come out of the court. But on this occasion, I'm just wondering how to get to the, I actually need to be near the what's it called? Excuse me, mate. Do you know how I can get to the QMC?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry. Do I want to, you know, like near the Ferrari garages and BMW?
Yeah, if you keep, you go up here,
yeah,
and you follow that path and turn there,
yeah,
you keep going down and you go to an Aston Martin's garage,
yeah, that, this way and left,
yeah, turn, go up that little, go up here, follow that guy there,
sound dude,
go up there,
yeah,
keep going down there, till when you get to the end of that path, turn left, and you keep going straight, you go towards an Aston Martin's garage.
You want a fag?
No, I'm good, mate.
Okay.
Appreciate the show. Go to the Aston Martin's garage,
yeah,
and you follow it up to the left, and that's all the way down, and you know,
I know, I'm actually going to the church, Trent Vineyard. I know where you are from the Aston Martin garage. I know where to go from there, so that's sound.
Right, sweet, mate.
Thank you very much.
No worries, mate.
It's gone. Hey, bro. Bro, come to Trent Vineyard Church on Sunday. It's a church, 11:15. Right. Yeah, a guy approached me in Tesco and he said, he asked me a question about a five-year-old child and whether he should choose Disney or something else. I don't know what the something else was, but I said Disney straight away. Then I told him about my dream. Make Disney holy. Shouldn't be telling people about my dream. Anyway, I got into a conversation with him. And he was the sort who likes asking questions. He was in his Royal Mail uniform. And I invited him to church, he received me well, it was lovely talking to him. I said a quick prayer for him after he'd left, actually. I was choosing ink cartridges for my mother, 304, and that's about it. I am mindful not to just ramble on. I'm in a good way at the moment because the pheromones for Jesus are up. I think it's just about the glory, isn't it? And all in all, I don't want to ramble on. I'm mindful about what I say. I'm not going to worry about the rest of this content. But I do really want to, if I'm going to place specifics on my logging, I want to make it about where I'm at. I think I'm going to keep it to probably about 10 minutes, in fact. Try and throw in some facts. Maybe I'll wrap. And that's that. 10 minutes will be okay.